Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are we never ending? Are we drawn toward the source? Spinning the mercy of an unrelenting force.
So Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. That song is called The Nexus. It's the first song in the Innocent Age album, a double album, which I encourage you to get. I promise you, you'll thank me later. It's my favorite of all the albums I've ever owned. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for over 14 years. Ray, thanks again for SBEcouncil.org, right?
Absolutely, and you go there to get all of our reports and analysis, including the Small Business Policy Index.
And yeah, you can find this. It's very simple, plain English. You'll like it, I promise you. And you ought to go see where your state ranks. I think you it might make you pay a little more attention to the news paper on what they're doing in the Capitol and all that. Ray, there are some. You know, we talked about the good and the bad. People in the middle who are making moves, they're doing some things. Hopefully, I'd like to think they're reading your index and saying, wait a minute, you know, this there may be some low-hanging fruit. We can make adjustments that will help small business owners, won't cost us too much, and we'll get credit for it.
Yeah, you know, it's been nice over the years. We do get a lot of from state-level officials as to, you know, how the index works and, you know, some thoughts from us in terms of how they can improve their position. So, see, I mean, it's been a nice contrast to all of the things that are going wrong and have gone wrong for multiple years now at the federal level, that you see some movement in direction in some states. So there have been several, actually, in recent years that have done some very, very positive things. You know, North Dakota, everybody talks about the energy situation there, which is obviously huge for that state. But they've also made big moves in terms of, for example, reducing their personal income, capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. So they've made their climate very competitive.
Well, they don't need those extra taxes. They've got tax revenue, just straight economic growth tax revenue.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah. what part of that is confusing to people, Ray?
Yes,
doesn't it astonish you? Otherwise, smart people can't figure this out.
Jim, you know, I've been at this long enough where I
nothing astonishes you anymore, does it?
Well, but I'm increasing. Yes,
you're so jaded, Ray.
But one of the other states that's really interesting is North Carolina. Mm-hmm. North Carolina has generally rated pretty poor on our index over the years.
Yep.
You know, maybe high 30s, low 40s, that type of thing, and they. Major reform this year, major tax reform,
mm-hmm.
where they tossed out, first off, they tossed out their death tax, so that's gone. They had a death mm-hmm. tax, now it's gone. And now when you look out over the starting next year, they've got this planned reduction in their personal income and individual capital gains tax, so yep. that's going to come down. And they've got a major reduction going on the corporate end of things, corporate mm-hmm. income, corporate capital gains. So when they're done with this over the next, it's 2 to 3 years, they're certainly going to have moved from, as I said, maybe the high 30s, low 40s, down into the teens. So they will dramatically improve the competitiveness
wow.
of their state. And that shows that it can be done. You know, mm-hmm. that
and that's
states
state,
like, for example, and that's California,
and that's
New York.
And that's trending purple, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's. Yeah, I guess trending purple. I guess that's the way to put it.
Yeah, it's going from a red state to probably being a blue state one day, I think.
But you know what? You know, in terms of that, if you want to tie that political angle into the economic angle, things going on at the state level, obviously, that would say no otherwise. And,
right.
And maybe
from a state issue standpoint. I want to ask you a quick question before about a minute. How is Obamacare and the state exchanges and all that, how is that going to enter into your index? It's got to be kind of a disruptor for you.
Yeah, I've been wondering the same thing, Jim.
That's not a good answer, Ray.
Yeah, that's the best
I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy about your answer there, Ray.
I'm going to have to do some big thinking next year.
You are. You really are because I'm going to predict that what you decide to do with it next year won't be the same thing you do with it year after next.
Yeah, well, that's you're right on that one too, Jim. So one of the questions that I have
it's the crummy gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
It's the bad sweater.
It's the bad sweater that won't go away, isn't it?
Yeah, and unfortunately,
we're being made to wear. Well, Ray, thanks for your work. Good job on the index here, and I hope it really ticks a bunch of people off.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBECouncil.org. He's the chief economist there, and we always get smarter when Ray joins us. He'll be back another day, I promise you. In the meantime, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.